I don't know where you are, but where I am, it's early in the morning. The sun has not risen yet. It's a time of day that people with broken hearts tend to be awake, ruminating on their situation, trying to figure out what they did wrong, trying to manage an extraordinary, unmanageable overload of emotion. So what I'd like to teach you this morning is the practice that helps you meet that overload of emotion, not to banish it or tie it up with a bow or figure out a way to explain to yourself why you don't have to feel what you feel, but instead to dive into what you feel and let it guide you, let it lead you, let it teach you, because it has a tremendous amount to teach. So the way to learn those lessons is through the Buddhist practice of loving kindness. You don't have to be a Buddhist to do it, certainly, because all it is the practice of connecting with your own heart, noticing your own tenderness, your own vulnerability, and connecting with the tenderness and vulnerability of all beings as a way of stabilizing yourself. It sort of sounds counterintuitive, but try it with me because it works. So to begin the practice, just relax wherever you are. You can sit in a chair, you can sit on a cushion on the floor, you can lie down in bed, wherever you feel most comfortable and able to listen to these instructions without interference from the conventional world. Because this is an unconventional and actually an outrageous practice. So to begin, just relax. Notice that you're breathing. Simply notice that breath comes in and breath goes out. No matter what the contents of your heart, no matter how good or bad or angry or sad you feel, this breathing in and breathing out keeps happening. And when you anchor your attention to it, you find peace. I'd like to ask you to connect with whatever it is that you're feeling right now by just turning in with your attention and noticing. Does your heart feel heavy? Does your stomach feel anxious? Do you just feel sort of dull and numb? Or do you feel hot and angry? Whatever it is that you're feeling, open to that and take it in. And recognize that that feeling is simply an indication of your effort to find happiness, which you want, which you deserve, which you need. Everybody wants to find happiness in exactly the way you do. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing to apologize for. It's nothing to mourn. Just connect with your wish to find happiness, and the practice starts with hoping that you will find that happiness. The traditional way of doing that is to send yourself wishes such as these. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. No matter how far removed you feel from these things, happiness, health, peace, ease, they're not that far off. And by wishing for yourself to find those things, they draw closer. So wish these things for yourself by repeating to yourself silently, May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. Happiness can mean within yourself and in the circumstances of your life. Health can mean physical, emotional, spiritual health. Peace can mean that there is peace within your own heart and peace in the circumstances of your life. And similarly, ease can mean that you feel ease within yourself, no matter what is going on in your life, but that you also find ease in your external circumstances. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. It's completely okay and totally good to wish these things for yourself first. Now begin to extend this practice of loving kindness out from yourself, using your own wish as an anchor to extend this care to all. So bring to mind now someone you love, someone who, when you think of them, your heart blossoms open effortlessly. It could be a child, it could be a sibling, it could be a lover. Could be a teacher, could be a parent, it could be your pet. If you can't think of anyone in your personal life, think of someone that you know of in public life or in history that you feel strong feelings of affection for. And as best you can, bring this person's face to mind. Look at their sweet face. And know that just like you, this loved one is also seeking happiness. And from the bottom of your heart, you want them to have that happiness. So holding them in mind, send them the wishes to my loved one. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. So, thinking of what you know of this loved one and their successes and failures. Their trials and tribulations. Wish these things for them. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. When you're ready, let this loved one's face go. And bring to mind now the face of what is traditionally called the stranger. A stranger being someone who you know, but you don't have any feelings about one way or the other. It could be a person you work with, but you don't really interact with. Could be the person that always seems to be on the bus at the same time as you, the person who sells you coffee in the morning. A neighbor who you see walking their dog sometimes, but you've never spoken to. Someone who you can picture, but who elicits no particular feelings from you, positive or negative. And as best you can, bring this stranger's face to mind, or a sense of their being. And you can know without a doubt that just like you and just like your loved one, this person is also trying to find happiness. And has deep wishes and deep frustrations and things that make them happy and things that make them feel blocked. So even though you don't know them, you can know that they feel as you do, and they seek what you seek, and you can wish that they find these things in their own way. So for the stranger, wish, may you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. Whatever these things might mean to this stranger, may you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. And when you're ready, let this stranger go and join me as the practice becomes very interesting, because I'm going to ask you to bring to mind the face of an enemy. An enemy meaning someone who has done you wrong, someone who has made you angry, someone who has mistreated you in some way. It doesn't have to be the worst person you've ever known in your life, but it can be. Just think of someone who has thwarted you. If you can't think of anyone in your personal life, think of someone in public life or a historic figure who makes you angry. Try to fix this person's face or being in mind as best you can. You don't have to forgive them. You don't have to like them. You don't have to feel affection for them. All you have to do is recognize that exactly like you and exactly like your loved one and exactly like the stranger, this person too is simply trying to find happiness. And they may have some really bizarre, distasteful ways to you of going about it. But nonetheless, at the bottom of all their nuttiness is this wish that you share with them. And without letting them off the hook one iota, you can wish them these things. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. Just imagine how much easier it would be to deal with this person if they were happy, if they were at peace. That is your best bet for ending whatever your conflict is with them. It's for them to find happiness. So there's a little bit of self-interest in it. Nonetheless, it is a good thing to wish. Now let the face of the enemy go. And recognize that just like you, and your loved one, and the stranger, and even the enemy, everyone in the whole world, the past, the present, and the future, human or animal, is seeking exactly this. And you see that from your own heart, whether you like someone or not, whether you even know them, you can wish that they find these things. So let the feeling of love emanate from your heart, like crystal shining in all directions. As if the beams of light that project out from your heart could fill the world. And from this place of great heart, wish these things. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings live with ease. Spend as much time as you like generating these wishes. And when you're done, just let the technique go and rest in your own basic goodness for a few minutes or as long as you like.